podcast for the Bad Seeds. Today we have a special episode, and we're going to call it Dadcast for the Bad Seeds, because this episode is for the expecting. Expecting of babies. I'm with my friend Doug.
Yo.
Douglas Lewis.
Yep.
And we're both expecting. And any fucking day now. That's fucking weird.
It is weird. Yours is weird. Like literally.
Literally, it could
like
it,
we're on a count of weeks.
It could be no, days. We're on fucking days, dude. Yeah. Like it can happen anytime. And when are you due?
June. So I got a while.
But you actually have a kid.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, man. Every day he's four, and he is a handful. That's lightly.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, this podcast is going to be about just like the shit expecting dads or new dads go through that is dealing with this situation. Honestly, it's probably going to be fucking boring for people that are not in this situation. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you to tune the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you're about to, you know,
yeah,
dive in.
Yeah, like, dive in.
Pick up on what you can.
Yeah, dude. Come in somebody.
It's great.
It's great. So the first thing is I remember you were at dinner earlier. You were talking about the ultrasound.
Oh, man.
And what you thought it was going to be and then what the fuck it was.
Oh, man. So, yeah. My expectations going in was everything was going to be from pants up and, like, there's a blanket there.
Yeah, like, there's going to be like the little rubber thing is just, like, on the belly button.
And we got, like, a monitor with, like, a wheel in it. And, like, they just gel your wife's stuff or spouse or just person you're with. They're going to gel her stomach.
Or, I don't know, your fucking cousin.
I mean, this is fucking Gastonia.
Yeah.
But, no, like, I just expected a monitor being rubbed on a belly. And, oh, God, Lauren's going to kill me for this. But, nah, it was like, there was hand movements, and, you know, I'm still playing, like, newbie to this. I'm just like, all right, well, maybe it's more in depth. She's going further up the stomach here. But then, after a while, I keep, like, because I'm taking, like, breaks on, like, looking, and then, because I don't know what I'm supposed to look at. You know? It's nobody tells you, like, hey, this is what you, it's very weird, because there was a pat smear involved in the beginning.
And that was
incredibly awkward. That was my first pat smear. Granted, gynecology is just a hobby of mine, but Jesus. But, the ultrasound, there came a point where, like, the nurse had actually left, and I actually had to look at my wife, who I love, is the sweetest, most innocent lady ever, and I had to look at her and be like, was that inside of you? And she's like, before I even got it out, she's like, yes, it was. Yes, yes. Let's just talk about something else. And I'm like, should I be angry? Like, I feel like you're violated. I'm definitely violated here.
So that was the first one, like, all right, we're pregnant from the test.
Yeah. He or she is, like, at this point, the size of a grain of rice.
Yeah.
With a heartbeat, which, like,
you found out early, too.
Like, yeah.
We found out super fucking early.
Yeah. Which, like, saying it and then seeing a heartbeat on a screen is, like, two completely different things.
Yeah.
And at this point, I was still under the impression, I'm like, this thing is still, like, fluids and stuff. But no, it had a heartbeat, which was, like, and I wasn't expecting that. So, for the first time seeing a flutter on a screen, as little as it sounds, like,
yeah,
completely put me in this place of like,
oh, this shit's real.
Shit
is real.
But like, it was just like everything, man. It's just like my life. I don't know, man. It's very
sentimental,
man. It's awesome.
I think that's exactly what it's fucking supposed to be.
Yeah.
When we fucking went in and we got that initial fucking ultrasound, like the one, the inside one.
We just describing it. It's yeah. Like, so, because this is your wife, like this isn't an everyday like.
Dude, yeah. I was standing beside her in this room, and then the lady comes in, and I was just standing. I didn't know what the fuck was about to happen. I was standing extremely too close to her legs. I think I was touching her like knee or something.
Like nobody tells you where you're supposed to stand. Like I feel like there should be a handbook, but like what handbook would you have for that procedure?
Don't be a fucking weirdo. Ultrasounds.
Yeah, don't be creepy.
For dummies or some bullshit. Christina had to be like, back up or some shit like that. Because I was just like where that lady was about to enter. I was just like extremely close to it.
Would you call it the threshold? Like, yeah, what would you call it?
The cavern of
the gateway.
The gateway. It's also the upside down.
Oh, there's so much shit going on.
I'm kidding. It's not the upside down. But yeah, so that was weird. And so, how many months is she right now?
We're like still in like weeks, so
I mean,
God, this is gonna make me horrible.
A couple weeks, like, a couple weeks makes a month. So,
yeah, you're right. So we're like a little over a month, I guess. Yeah.
So you haven't really had to deal with like pregnancy hormones.
Oh no, I'm definitely like dealing with that. That seemed to happen like literally right after the pregnancy test. It was like, I don't know. Part of me was like, all right, this is fictitious. This like, is dramatic. Like what? But then, like, just the way she was acting and everything, it was like, all right, I feel like this is dramatized. But then after weeks.
Like what? Like 2 weeks. What's one situation?
Oh, man. Just, like, immediately she's like, I just feel nauseous. And I'm like, oh, come on now. But then, like, 4 days passed. And then, like, I was like, wow, this is really taking hold of her.
Like, I meant like fucking hormones, Doug. Like, are you getting yelled at for weird shit?
Not really. Like, Lauren's awesome in the fact that, like, it goes completely, like explosion. Boom! Like, yelling. And then, like, I've already come to this point in my life where I'm just like, I know her, so anything I'm gonna say is gonna be stupid. So I'm just not going to say it. Yeah. And like, I'm just going to let it ride. And so I've been doing that. And like with this, like as soon as the hormones hit, it's like, boom, boom, boom. All right. And then like, I'm just like, all right, don't say anything. Like in a matter of fear here, I'm scared at this point. So I'm just like, all right, Doug, don't say anything. And so I don't. And then like immediately she's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There's a lot of things going on that you don't understand. And at this point, I completely understand. Like, I've been completely laid back about the whole thing. Like, I get it. Like, no, everything you're going to go through, I get it. But, like, it's crazy. It's so fucking nuts. It's like an alien. It's the upside down.
I mean, it's literally an alien.
Yes, it is. Well, not an illegal immigrant, so.
No, it's literally an alien.
All right, yeah, that works too. Yeah. Yeah.
So we get past the initial, like, the knowing of having a baby, whatever, whatever. How, I mean, I think me and you have grown up the exact same way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly. Like, to say the least.
Nothing will ever surprise me. So yeah, I thought.
Exactly. But in a bad way, though, right? Like,
what do you mean in a bad way?
Well, like when we were at your house earlier and you were like pulling out a toolbox and you were like, yeah, well, Declan somehow got this somehow got this toy stuck in this thing that is completely sealed.
I don't understand how, but yeah. This happened. But it was a magnet.
But he fucked you up. It wasn't even a toy. It was a goddamn magnet. And he played you.
He's fucking four. What fucked me up was like his sense of urgency. Like, Daddy, there's something in my toy. We got to figure out what's in it. And like, a very small part of me was like, dude, you know what's in it. You know what's in it. But like, a huge part of me like felt like needed. So I'm just like, yeah, we'll figure it out, son. So I pull it out. Like, I pull out the toolbox. I take apart this little toy boat he plays with in like the tub. And then like, I'm unscrewing it and it's a magnet. you know, those magnets you get in like shower curtains that helps the curtains stick. Yeah, to, like, so it's not on you while you're showering.
It's like a fucking quarter inch circle.
This kid strategically figured out how to take this magnet out. Why? I don't know, but it makes him more awesome in my book because, like, I don't know. I did stupid shit as a kid, man. And I don't know. It's like making me realize, like, I think I have the upper hand, but shit like that's a reminder that I have, like, no idea, you know? As a dad, you want to think you have the upper hand, but, like, with your kids, it's like, wow, I'm surprised, and I'm not even mad. I'm kind of, like, how did you know to do this?
I'm not even mad. I'm...
I'm impressed, yeah.
Dude, I don't know, man. I couldn't imagine what... like my fucking parents thought when I like when they like walked out of the house and I'm like legitimately fishing for hours in a mud puddle
for tadpoles
for nothing. I had a rock tied to the end of the fucking string. Like I was a weirdo. Like I was just sitting there in a crate and just sitting there for hours and nobody would say shit to me. And like I guess I don't know if they thought they were like, all right, well, he's good, man. Like, yeah. Don't fucking get him in the house or anything. He's good. Let him go.
Let him do his fucking thing, dude. Who are you?
I don't know, but that was like a whole year of my life of fishing in a goddamn mud puddle. Prayed for rain.
The funniest thought I have is like, you listen to like all these country songs every day where they're like, they're always talking about like all this stuff, this cool stuff, like Tim McGraw, like my dad told me all this stuff and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And the constant thought I have when I hear these songs is like, yeah, that would have been fucking awesome. My dad would have taught me a lot of things if he wasn't busy, like fucking put that down, put that back, get down. Like he taught me like through like scolding me, like what not to touch, even with my grandpa. Oh, yeah. Like my grandpa was the greatest person ever. But, like, it's a little ridiculous, like, for instance, like, a shitty fucking for instance, but, like, with Aaron Lewis, like, talks about, like, all the shit his granddaddy did. My granddad was awesome, and he had all this knowledge, but, like, everything you taught me was, like, don't fuck with that fire. Why? Because it'll burn you.
Because it'll make you dead.
Yeah, like, fucking, don't unlock that door. Why? Because the cops will come in and fucking kill us all. Yeah. And it's just, like... It's like, all right, well, like, but like, as I came into my own, like, I realized, and I think that's what they meant from these cheesy ass fucking country songs. But at the end of the day, like, life's not that simple.
Check yes or no.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the Tim McGraw song? He was like, spent $48 last night at the counter fair. I throwed up my shoulder, but I want her that song, look at like Roddy Bear. Piper
right now.
Yeah, there is a mass. There's a lot of wrestling characters on this fucking table.
Got fucking Ricky Steamboat here, man.
It's like there should be 3-year-olds, but there's not. There's fucking 30-year-olds
with 40s and yeah. Fucking
actually, cigarettes. Happy birthday, Doug.
Thanks.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Boom.
29. Boom. Boom. 29. But yeah, like, it's weird I'm not worried about being a dad. I'm just worried about fucking repeating weird shit that happened
exactly,
in my past and not knowing it. You know what I mean?
Or like,
I just want somebody to be like, I don't want somebody to be like, you're just like your dad. Or, you know what I mean? Like, or some weird shit like that, because that's just weird.
Yeah. What scares me is a lot of stuff. My dad wasn't a, like, shithead by no means, but there was a point.
Your dad was just tough as fuck.
Yeah.
Well, and tell people what your fucking dad's about. Like,
my dad's, like, a very Republican fucking, like, from West Virginia, like, Marine, like, sniper for the Marines. Like, this dude, like, fucking made sure your beds were fucking, not made, but, like, fucking pristine. But there was a period, you know, my dad's been through a lot, and, like, right when me and my sister were very small, like, he was very absent for a couple of years. Granted, you know, after that, you know, he came back around and definitely picked up the slack.
Right.
He should have picked up the slack in other ends, too.
Right.
But at the end of the day,
caring is caring.
Yeah, like, he realized, like, fucking, these aren't, like, things, these aren't obstacles, these are actually people's lives, and I need to, like, pursue the better of their lives, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was very hard, and that was when he was around, so, my biggest fear, even with Declan, is still, like, a lot of the times, me and my sister kind of, like, raised each other, so... There wasn't no, like, parental.
Right.
My biggest worry is, like, the things that a dad should have taught me that I had missed.
That you think is all right.
Yeah, that I taught myself. Yeah. And I got comfortable with that.
Yeah.
I'm worried I'm going to put that on my kids. Yeah. And that scares me because I don't want that childhood for my kids. Like, I want to be the dad that's, like, you know, just ask dad, you know.
Yeah.
I don't, like... whatever worry they go through, I just want them to come to me. But, like, a lot of things, it's very scary, man. It's a scary thing.
Like, I see a bunch of, like, a lot of my friends, as cheesy as it is, like Father's Day, for instance, social media, I see a lot of my friends post pictures with their dads and be like, how much they love their dads and shit.
Yeah.
And it's just weird because, like, Me and my dad, which I call him Dan, because he wasn't an associate.
Yeah, if anything,
like, he was just a dude. You know what I mean? And to fucking see that shit, and I don't know, man. It's just weird. I don't want to be that.
Oh.
You know what I mean? At all.
And, like, even with, like, dad, like, making amends, there's still things where it's like. Like, with Lauren's family, they're very tight-knit and close. Lauren's my wife,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're very tight-knit and close, and I love their family. Oh, like, they took me in.
Tonight, I was telling Christina, my wife, I was like, dude, they're so cool.
Yeah, they are, man. And like, with, like, I see her brother. Her brother's in the Navy. And, you know, like, he's, like, a grown man at this point. And I listen to, like, phone calls with Dave, and... They're not, I mean, you can still tell, like, Dave's the dad presence, but they're also talking like men, like friends, you know, they're like buds. And, like, I look at that and I'm like, that's what I want. And I talk to my dad, but it's mainly just like, you know, buddies talking shit to each other. It's like, you're being a fucking pussy. Oh, you need to man up. You know, right, shit like that.
That's what my dad tried. My dad
and that's
tried
cool,
do
but
that.
I don't want that with my kids, man.
Especially if there was so much shit left out.
Yeah.
And like, then you're going to pick up from fucking 21 and then go on. You know what I mean?
Even, like, now with my dad, there's things that he will say not thinking because he thinks we're on that buddy status. But he says things not thinking, and it's like, did you really just fucking say that to me?
Yeah.
Like, don't fucking, like, I don't give a fuck what you think, but don't say that to me. You have no realm of, you know, experience there. Don't fucking say that to me, because that was a part of my life. I had to figure out on my own where I should have had a dad.
Right.
And so you have those little things like that, and it just eats at you. And, you know, I don't ever want my kid to feel like that. I don't want him to be irritable when he talks to me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No. Yeah, exactly. Dude, I don't know, man. We fucking, it's to the point now where when he calls me, it's like he calls me because he has something to brag about. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like this is what's happened. This is what I got, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, the thing is, he doesn't necessarily have anything, but I still listen to it. Whatever. But the motherfucker still thinks that I'm fucking 24 years old.
Yeah, like, you know? At this point, I'm a grown-ass man, so there's a level of respect that, like, we don't have the same common ground as a father-son. Like,
no,
there's,
like,
a level of respect
legit,
you gotta fucking present to
he
me.
He legit, like, will tell stories. 8 years have not went by. Like I'm 24, like I just graduated. Like, dude, I've been, like I'm 30 now.
Yeah.
And, like, he'll be talking like I'm fucking 22 years old.
Oh, man.
Like, it's fucking weird, man. And my mom does the same thing. But like, it's so weird that I'm at a point where I'm just like, it's like I know it's going to happen, so it doesn't even bother me anymore.
What drives me crazy about my dad is, like, I have a little sister. She's 13, and like, he's been with her since like, with her mom since like she was born, and like he's like to this day uses, well, you know, I'm gonna stick it out with her because he kind of like is at ends with my stepmom for the most part. But
and that's her mom.
Yeah, that's her mom. And so he always makes it a point to say, like, I stick around for her. You know, she's doing really great in school, and I want her to grow up right.
And, but is that like, healthy?
That's what he says to me, and I'm just like, so what are we, like, the bastard fucking children that right. has, like, yeah, I've did pretty fucking good for myself. Yeah. Like, where's the fucking gratitude there? And it just, it's like little shit like that that he doesn't think about when he says it. That shit affects me. And like, that is prime example of what I never want to make my kid feel like.
Dude, my dad still thinks he is 24 years old, just got out of high school. You know what I mean? Like, he still has that mentality of that. And like, that's all he's ever going to have. And
the party never ended. Right.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a bummer. And he's tried to help it, and it hasn't, you know, went on and shit, whatever, whatever. But yeah, it is kind of a bummer to see that every time I fucking talk to him, and to hear your dad just be like, or even ask you like, well, how old are you now?
Yeah. Oh, like, dude.
Some shit like
my
that.
My birthday, for example. Like, I told him yesterday and I told him today, but I can guarantee you tomorrow it's still going to be a surprise to him when I call him and tell him like it's my birthday. And that bothers me, man. Like, it's like, because I can, like, say the same thing about, hey, Dad, what's Brooklyn's birthday? Bam, he tells me spot on.
Right.
But then, like, immediately, I'm like, what's mine and Tori's birthday? And he couldn't even get in the realm of what our birthdays are.
Or even like, the year, you know what I mean?
And immediately, like, even with my brother also, like, and it's so shitty, man. It's such a shitty feeling, man. I don't know. I'm very optimistic about things sometimes, so I'd try not to dwell on that shit.
No, I mean,
try
the thing
to look
is,
for better.
That's exactly. That, and that's what, I mean.
At least he's here, you know.
Yeah. I mean, he's trying.
Yeah. Because there's a lot of people that don't even give a fuck about that, man.
Right.
God, I'm painting like a very ugly picture about my dad, man.
No. The thing is, we're not the only people that have that going on. And it's going on everywhere else. And honestly, it's probably fucking worse for more people.
Yeah.
So I'd say from what we came from, because I know legit, like you've told me stories.
Yeah.
Shit was bad.
Yeah, it sucked, man.
Yeah, so.
But like without it, I would probably be completely different than what I am today. And I'm so fucking satisfied with who I am today. So.
I'd say doing pretty fucking good.
Yeah, like, sometimes I still think, like, I look back and I'm like, dude, like, me and my wife own a house. Like, that's,
honestly, yeah.
That
sometimes
completely
I,
surpasses everything legit, I plan for my future.
Sometimes I will legit think, I would be like, something bad is about to happen.
Oh, yeah, I think about that every day. Like, everything that we have, like, with every new venture we have in life, I'm still like, we got to be careful, though. We got to be careful, you know, because this fucking could crumble. Yeah. Like, I'm so used to things crumbling.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
And I'm just like, and, you know, my wife, she's like, well, if you take care, like, and I'm slowly learning, too. Like, if you take care of your shit, then it won't crumble. But I'm from
a
childhood
that's also
where literally.
Not always true.
Exactly, exactly. It just depends on what type of fucking drive the person has, you know? Because I've seen shit completely. Like, we'd go into something great, and then weeks later, be back at the fucking bottom, like ground zero of fucking shit, man.
Yeah, man. So, my wife told me, I was like, what questions would you like to be heard on this podcast? And she said, her question was, what if you had to be pregnant?
What if I had to? Oh, man.
I mean, I would honestly probably be the same. I would be one of those ghetto bitches.
I definitely wouldn't be here right now. No. I'd be throwing up or...
No, one of those ghetto bitches that is like 8.5 months pregnant and is like just finding out she's pregnant. That would be me.
It's like, what was the...
I'm extra fucking hungry right now.
The at my wedding, like what my stepmom was wearing, what would you call that?
A muumuu.
A muumuu. I would be wearing a fucking muumuu with some fucking hair curls in my fucking hair with some fucking, you just know what I'm saying? Some pregnant? Jordan fucking like slip-ons.
Just fucking 2 weeks pregnant.
Yeah, with a Newport in my fucking mouth.
2 weeks pregnant wearing a muumuu.
Talking about how my fucking feet are swollen because I know that like they're not now, but they will be and I can get away with it. Yeah. I'm pulling every fucking card here.
I have to sit down. I have to sit down.
Fuck, it's so fucking hot. I got fucking corns. Like, it's fucking ridiculous. I need a sweater. No, I don't. I'm hot.
Yeah. Is there any fans? Is there any fans? Is there any plugins for fans?
I'm going to show up to a fucking wedding in a muumuu.
And leave.
And leave like fucking 20 minutes after the ceremony. No.
Show up late and leave her.
Well, at least your dad made it.
You know what? Hey, he made it.
He did, man. It's great.
Mine did not.
Well, fuck.
Yeah. Mine did not. So that changed that. Fuck him.
Yeah. All right. Fuck him. Yeah.
So the next question. So bringing up a child. We're in the South. It's fucking wild. Religion. You know, like, it doesn't matter what your beliefs are or my beliefs are, but
that's rough, man.
Your child going to school, not fitting in. Like, you can't just be, like, one of these God-free bullshit pussies. Like God-free, oh, yeah, well, fuck that. My child's not going to ever do anything like that. And just single your fucking child out.
Yeah.
And, you know, all his friends are, you know... gonna go to church or whatever or you know, like,
man,
what do you think about that?
I think if you're going the distance of enforcing religion on a child, I think your first set of hand tools here, metaphorically of course, is you want to create that your child as a person first,
right? But at what age do you think, like, yeah,
well, of course, when he has an understanding. Like,
right, but like if the child wants to go to church with his grandparents or something like that, like
let him do it, man.
Right, exactly. But like, what is there an age that you're like, well, I mean, does he need to keep fucking doing this? Or he's saying he doesn't want to go, or she's saying she doesn't want to go. Should we say, well, you know, he's not going this week.
Yeah, let's definitely pump the brakes on it. And definitely, like, shit, man, that's a rough one. Like, because you know what you believe, you know?
Right, like, but I'm not true to you. I'm also not going to enforce it on
anyone else. Yeah, exactly. But I'm not going to enforce it on a child that has no complete understanding. You know, like, because... with religion, there comes rules and stuff. I think when it comes to that, like, I'd imagine you talk to your child and be like, well, how do you think the world works? Right. How do you think existence works?
But also,
and definitely explain to them what existence is.
But also, children can also change their mind. And, I don't know, you have a 4-year-old, so
religion,
a day. Like, religion, they can change their mind in a fucking day.
Religion, I was always taught, was key. But the key is, like, to me, is his perspective and always supporting your kid. Because another thing I was raised, no matter what, you always support your kid
mm-hmm.
in any endeavor. So even if he believes in something that is totally different than what you believe in, like, you don't shut him down for that, man. You don't.
But
you don't tell him that's wrong.
But at what point does that stop? Like school shootings.
Mm. I don't know.
Like, I mean, that's just an example. You know what I mean? Like, at what point in between bad and good,
to me, though,
do you do that? You know what I mean?
Like, with school shootings, like, the coolest thing I ever heard was in Bowling for Columbine when they were asking Marilyn Manson, like, what what would you tell these shooters of Columbine? Like, what would you tell them? And he was very forceful on it. Like, what would you tell these kids? And, like, Marilyn Manson just simply said, he's like, and it was the coolest statement I ever heard. He's like, I wouldn't tell them anything. I would listen because, you know, obviously they had a lot of people tell them things, but nobody was actually listening. Nobody was there or involved.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So, like, and that is a big deal. Like, just what he said in that documentary was a big deal to me because that's how I want to approach my children. Like, I don't want to talk so much. I just want to listen because that's really what's essential is what's coming out of your child as opposed to what you're enforcing in your child. It's like, because your first thought is like, what's going through your head? Like, just tell me what's going on. Like, what's going through your head? And
to be realistic, if there was somebody to be like when I was growing up, if somebody was to be like, what's going on? Like, nobody really ever asked that ever. You know what I mean? Like, not a fucking person. My grandpa, he didn't really have to ask that. He just knew what was going on. You know what I mean? Like, he adopted me at like fucking 9 years old. Like, he didn't really have to ask the question because he knew shit was bad.
Yeah.
So he just adopted me. But I also grew up from 9 until fucking, I don't know, like, 18 or 17, 18 or whatever. He it was just old school way. Just don't talk about shit.
Yeah, exactly. Same upbringing, man. It's just like fucking bury it down.
Yeah.
And it was weird because that's what I adapted to. I wasn't necessarily taught that. That's what I was adapted to, you know, because like I said, a lot of the times it was just me and my sister. So not a lot, like the majority of the time it was just me and my sister. And like, I'd like to clarify that I'm not bashing my parents in any way. Like, I love where we are as a family now.
Right. This is just talking about what we've fucking been through. You know what I mean?
But, like, it's just, like, bury it. But I was diagnosed real young with, like, depression and ADHD and stuff like that. So I was constantly on medicines. But, like, one great thing that came out of that was the lack of what I was getting from my parents. Like, I would be set up with, like, counselors and stuff that would, like, have one-on-ones with me. And, like, I met, like, this really great doctor, Dr. Kazahonda. He's from Japan, man. He was so fucking cool because, like, I was so used to going in these rooms and telling them about my home life and all the problems I'm going through because that's all they wanted to hear. But this doctor, like, I went in and, like, the first day, like, it's so weird talking about now that I'm an adult, but like the first day was like, he had a notepad. He's like, just draw, man. I was like draw what's going on in my home. Like, this is me as a little kid. I seen like, what's going on at home? He's like, no, just draw. There's no rules here, man. Just draw.
Yeah.
And then it went from that to like, you know, it didn't make me feel monitored. Like I didn't feel like I had to walk a line like with him. Like, it was like, I would draw something, and of course it would, I mean, he's a doctor, so of course it'd lead into like
something.
Yeah. But he approached me not as a fucking paid doctor, but as a friend. And like, I had him as a doctor until like from the age of 6 until I was like 12 when I was out of the age group for his office. And like, the day fucking I had to switch doctors, he hugged me and told me he loved me. And he's like, you're going to do great. And you know, that not having a dad around constantly, and like, my mom was no horrible person. She wasn't around because she was working constantly.
Right. Yeah,
she had to pick up my dad's slack. So it was constantly like fucking, all right, well, mom's not here. So what, I can't get off of my sister, who's literally 2 years older than me. I'm going to have to learn on my own. I'm going to have to fend for myself. But that little 1 hour segment a day kind of like molded me for the future, you know?
Yeah. That's pretty rad, man.
Yeah, it was really cool.
I never got to go to fucking...
A lot of people are scared of it, man, but...
Well, I mean, I never...
I'm still scared of it. That's the only doctor I'd ever... I was in the military and went through psych evals and shit, and I would never tell them a thing, but I would tell Dr. Kaz my whole fucking life story, you know?
Is he still a doctor? Do you know anything about him?
I have no clue, man.
Look him up, man. Like,
I should. But I don't do social media, man. I'm off the grid, until today.
Fucking Google, dog.
I'm sure he's a great doctor.
Google his ass, man. If he was that good to you, he's probably doing great fucking things, man. Next question that I have written down was teaching your child, which I guess kind of goes back to the last one, but how exactly?
That's not as harsh as the last one. We approached that with religion. It's like, oh shit. Like,
right. Yeah. Well, I guess I kind of went into this one kind of. And also the next question was getting taught shit by a fucked up kid. Us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Definitely, like, a lot of that's going to bleed into don't do what the fuck I did.
Or be like, who? I'm just waiting for the day where Christina's like, Nora, where the fuck did you learn that?
Oh, we're doing this now with Declan. It's like, and it's not even like, where'd you learn that? Like, he'll say things like, one night I was in the kitchen. I can't remember exactly what I was doing. I think I was loading the dishwasher. And, you know, Lauren's in the living room doing her homework, and Declan's on, like, the top of the steps. Like, his thing is, he'll, like, when he plays to himself, it's, like, throwing things down. We have a Great Dane, so, like, he interacts with him a lot with the stairs because he, like, throws shit down. And I think Winston had walked off for a minute, and, like, so he's playing by himself for a couple minutes, and I hear it, like, not just once, but twice. He's, like, you hear a ball fucking tumble down, and he's like, God damn it. The first time I didn't realize what he was saying, and then like the second time he said it fucking perfectly clear, and he's like, God damn it. And I was like, I just started laughing, and I was like, hey, don't say that. And that was it. But then like a couple of days later, he's with Mimi and Peepaw, and like he's saying it in the back seat, and like you hear it from, like, your, like, from Lauren's parents, like, this is what he said. I'm like, ah, shit. But they're laughing. But, like, you know, and you're, like, deep down, like, there's extreme guilt because, like, I let that shit fly every day. Like, everything I'm doing, like, God damn it, man. Like, why the fuck did I do that? And it's just like, ugh. And now it's just, like, gut-checking moment. It's like, fuck. Because it's not that serious until grandparents are telling you that this is what's said. And then it's like, even if they're laughing about it, it's still like, ugh, he definitely picked that up for me.
It's like, hold on. I just want to know where he found out how to say go fuck yourself.
Yeah, but it's so weird because he's so smart. And, like, I never think, like, because he's four, I never think that, all right, he doesn't understand what that means, but he's using it in, like, terms and everything where it like, fits perfect. I'm like, all right, he has a full fucking understanding of this word.
So like, if he was standing at the top of the stairs and that went down and he was like, pussy. Yeah. Be like, well, you don't get it, man. And then, you don't get it.
And then I even tried, like, the whole, like, all right, if you say things like that, it's just between me and you. We don't say that around nobody else. Well, then he would just say it around other people and be like, but we only say that with daddy. And I'm like, oh, that makes it so much worse, dude. Yeah, right. Oh, man.
Oh, I got
love him. He's the best, man.
Yeah, I got a lot.
I love his humor, but like, I'm just, it sucks because I'm like, I got to like adjust that a little bit, man. Yeah. He's so rad, but I got to adjust that because it's not appropriate.
So, yeah, I don't really have any yet. I'm sure hit me up in 2 years about that.
Oh, it's a real fucking jazz, man. Yeah.
It's a real schlotsky.
Definitely avoid it getting to the grandparents.
Yeah, well, sure.
Unless you have super rad grandparents like me. Shout out to Dave and Dee for being fucking awesome fucking parents and grandparents.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess.
You Nash.
You Nash. Same thing here. We got a good squad on our hands.
Yeah, dude.
We can't.
I would even call what, like, both families combined, like mine and hers. I would say that's a posse. We got a good posse.
Yeah. You got a little Juggalo community going on. Yeah. So the last one that I have is weird shit that no one warned you about.
Oh, man.
Which also applies to you because I haven't had to deal with it at all because...
The things that nobody warns you about. I mean, don't get me wrong. I was raised on Beavis and Butthead. So, like, the poop and fart fucking jokes right. and the dick jokes and shit. Fucking great.
I will say this.
But I didn't think my kid would fucking love joking about those things at four right. so much.
Josh told us a story about the shower.
Oh. Which incident? Like, what? There's so many things.
Is there? Okay. No, he told Christina about it, and she told me about it, but about how weird it was when, I guess he would just...
Oh, yeah, there's no... now there is. We've set in stone some things
was the beginning, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, when he's growing up and you don't realize, when they're a small child, you don't really have boundaries, you know, because he's so used to taking showers with, like, mommy and shit. Because that's what we've grown used to.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So that turned into, like, hitting age three, he's walking, he has a concept of, like, fucking opening doors and stuff like that. So, like, he doesn't know boundaries, so he's busting in on me taking showers, he's busting in on Josh taking showers. And it's not just that he did it, but now when we get out, we're like, oh shit, we gotta figure out how to, like, explain this to him, help him make sense of all this shit. Like, this is not okay. So that's been fun. So we're like, I can't even give you an answer on that. We're still trying to figure that one out. Like, I mean, but like, he's definitely like, he doesn't do it as much now.
No. I'm talking about, Josh was telling us about how, I guess, when you first started giving him baths, Declan would just pull his butt apart.
Oh yeah, yes. Oh, be prepared for that.
No,
guys.
Okay. Right. He would do it as a funny thing. Like,
I guess. I guess it's a product of like self exploration. Like, I don't. Every like, time,
how old
I probably
was he?
Took the worst approach to that. I'd say he was four the first time he did it to me while I was giving him a bath. And I probably took the worst approach because I used the words, I was like, don't do that. That's weird. And I still do it because I don't know what the fuck else to say. I'm just don't stop. We tried to like get him from doing that. I'm like, don't do that. It's weird.
Did he yell like poopy or something?
He's like, look, my butt. And now that like he's more vocal, it's quickly turned into we were doing brunch the other day and you heard him say butthole clear as day. It's just like, oh God, dude, don't say things like that.
He was
that.
Yelling booty butthole, booty butthole, booty butthole.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, it just like the veins in his neck started showing up. He said, "Balls!"
And like, oh, it's even worse when your best friend is your roommate as you're trying to raise a child, because that's where a lot of this banter comes from. It's just like I say to Josh, and immediately I'm just like,
Josh yells booty butthole all the goddamn time.
It's kind of good that he knows, like, what they are, like, I would imagine, right? Yeah.
But the thing that got me was, balls!
You know, he's proud of them things, you know. Oh. Be proud, but definitely keep it, like, not as vocal. Yeah,
be proud. Booty balls, man.
Oh, we're in a bike shop in fucking Belmont. It's super, like... There's literally us and the people that work there and two other customers.
Yeah, they did not want us there at all.
Yeah, they were so upset.
All right, so dad jokes. What's your best dad jokes?
Man, I haven't got any yet.
You have none?
I have none.
You have none bar jokes?
Use one in a reference, please.
Okay, all right. I got one. I screenshotted one. What's Forrest Gump's password?
What's that?
One Forrest One.
Oh, shit. It goes back to the fucking, the whole booty butthole thing, man. Like, I don't know, we'll be sitting there. We haven't had, like, the knock-knock jokes and shit yet. What I have got is, like, when he's being, like, silly and, like, funny, like, he's, like, shaking his butt, and he's like, I fought it, but you know, shit like that, and it's fucking super adorable, man. But also at the same time, it's like, we gotta get you. Like, so many times I've passed by like the complete like Beavis and Butthead like box set at like being at like Best Buy or like Walmart, and I'm like thought about it because I'm like, he's so smart, we can have such great like jokes with each other.
Let's do it.
Like, it's getting there, just hasn't got to that point yet.
Yeah.
Like, so we're still dealing on like a very I'm trying to think of the word, a very childish scale.
Yeah,
and it's gonna develop, and when it does, I'll be so fucking proud,
as it would with a fucking 4-year-old.
Like, right. When we're at the point where we're calling Josh, like, oh, he's weird because he never leaves his room, then we're at gold status. Yeah. Where we're like, which he does now, like, he'll hit Josh and stuff, and then, like, Josh will be like, ah, like tonight, for instance, he literally did it, like, fucking 2 hours ago. He has, like, this sword. It's like a wooden sword, and, like, me and Josh are so used to, like, playing rough, and, like I hit him all the time, and, like, every now and then he'll hit me back, but that's been our lifestyle as friends since, like, I was 16. Like, it's like, beat up Josh real quick. Nothing against Josh. He's a really great friend, man.
Shout out Josh Lopez.
Josh Lopez. Pepe Lope, a.k.a. J-Lo. What's up? Represent his house.
Totally, he would.
But, like, no shit. Like, we just beat up Josh all the time and laugh about it. The funniest story, though, one night, like, Josh had just walked in the door, and like Declan ran up and was like, he's really big in the Power Rangers, so he's like, oh, we gotta fight the bad guy. And Josh, being of course the bad guy, as he always is, he like runs up, and like Josh is thinking he's going in for a hug, so he crouches down to give him a hug, and like Declan's like hiding a drumstick behind his back, and like when he gets up close, just like pops Josh in the fucking eye. And Josh, like, he'll deny it, of course, but like he was crying. He was fucking crying. He's like, oh fuck, oh, like, doing this drawn out thing, and like his reaction freaked Declan out, so immediately Declan's like, I'm sorry, Josh. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Josh. Sorry, Josh. I didn't know you were such a fucking pussy. Yeah. That's the 4-year-old version of saying.
Fucking great, man. But that's the humor we have now. It's more physical than it is verbal.
I cannot wait to be doing that.
To Josh. We're going to teach your kid to beat up Josh as well. It's going to be a common occurrence here.
Yeah. All right, Doug. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for talking.
Absolutely, man. It was fun.
I want to give a shout out to everybody that fucking listened. And for that, Unloved Sons Company has gear up for sale.
That hot shit. That hot shit.
And for anybody that listened, if you use the code PFTBADSEEDS at the checkout,
boom,
you will get a nice little chunk off your order. And thank you,
Douglas, for listening to these shenanigans, and for those about to have a child that's planning on it, be prepared,
or just listening. All right, thanks. Die slow.